Today is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Gospel for the Mass today is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel, our Lord presents a very important message. Message that, of course, has an impact, is important for all of us in our daily lives and in the decisions we make with regard to the important things regarding our faith. He talks about beware of false prophets, beware of those who will mislead, who will lead astray. And that, of course, is very much a problem today, a problem for all of us. With the advent of mass communication and, of course, the prevalence of all kinds of things that are at our disposal, we hear a lot of information, some true, some not true. Some things that are important for our spiritual life, some things that are detrimental to our spiritual life. And so it's very important for us to use some basic principles in order to discern what needs to be our position in all of this and what we need to do in our daily life. Sometimes some of the information we receive is very troubling and causes us to be, of course, perplexed and disquieted, which is already a bad sign. Some of the information sounds good, worthwhile, but we also must be careful about things that seem to be okay, fairly supportive. Because if there are things that are there that are almost right, but not quite, there also is a problem there. And sometimes the enemy will use something that's almost right in order to lure away people from what is the truth or what's the situation, because it's more attractive. If something's blatantly wrong, it's easy to reject. You know it's wrong. But when something is close, it requires the discerning mind. And so what we see in the gospel is he says, look at the effects. See what it does. From the fruits you shall know them. You know, some people today, more specifically, they talk about the problems in the church, they talk about all the crises in the church, and there is, we know that. We mentioned about the fact that we have altar adoration in order to pray regarding those situations. Sometimes we're tempted to think that maybe, you know, those who are, go to the Latin Mass, well, that's all they need for salvation. Salvation is by the Latin Mass. Not necessarily. Our Lord says later, not all those who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but they who do the will of my Father. I mean, a priest who says the Latin Mass, that's a good thing, especially if he's fighting the current of where he's at and he's trying to do so. Good for him. But there's more to it than just the Latin Mass. Much more to it than the Latin Mass. It's because the Mass itself, by its very nature, as you all should know, is one of a sacrifice. The Mass is a sacrifice. It is that sacrifice which brought about man's salvation after he had sinned. Holy Mother Church preserves that same sacrifice, puts it before us, and teaches us it is for the application of the fruits of redemption for us as we live after the time of our Lord's earthly life. And Holy Mother Church wants us to see that sacrifice. Insists upon it emphatically, making it a bare minimum to come on once a week to see it. Holds it in high regard. It wants, the Holy Mother Church wants us to witness that sacrifice. One of the things that we have a problem with is that sometimes people think that it's enough for us to go to Mass, and then after that, to live our lives with the ease, comforts, and convenience of modern life. You know, sacrifice is done. We can live our lives. We can live it in a very comfortable way. There is a schizophrenic mentality involved in all this. When we say that there is a disjoint between the Mass and our daily life, and a person who has that mentality is at least in his heart shares something with Protestants. Because Protestants believe that Christ sacrificed, made the sacrifice once for all, and we are redeemed by him, and so he's taking care of everything, and we have nothing else to do. We can wash our hands from the whole situation. Just believe and you're saved. That's not the Catholic mentality. And unfortunately, people, they end up adopting that mentality when they come to Mass and live their lives in such a way that it's in opposition to that sacrifice of the Mass. Sacrifice of the Mass is a sacrifice, yes, and it's meant to be incorporated in our daily life. Our daily life is meant to be a sacrifice of self, a sacrifice in the way we live, a sacrifice in doing good to others in order to please God, to see Christ in others and to sacrifice everything that we do for them, to give of self. The sacrifice of self is something that's necessary in our daily life. And it's important for us to understand that that needs to be incorporated in our daily life. It's also true that you know, we have the Mass frequently. We have it daily here. You're fortunate to have it daily here. The sad part of it is that people don't take advantage of it. It's an interesting thing also I've been hearing a little bit late because of some of the things going on here at the chapel. They talk about how important it is in the daily life at school to have the daily Mass. I personally do not disagree with that. But it's interesting to see what happens during the summer months. During the summer months, it seems as if people don't come to Mass very often. But yet they say during the school year it's very important to come every day. I realize there are vacations. I realize that there are men that are working. I realize that there are many things that keep one's life busy. But on a number of occasions during the week when you can, it would seem that if you think that the Mass is so important for the children in the school, that you would also then come to Mass during the week when it's available, when you're able to come, because it is important. Because you can't say it's important during the school year and not important during the summertime. Granted, maybe it can't be daily, but it should be with some frequency, you would think. If you really say it's important, then you would have to back that up with what you do. Not everyone who saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. I think I read that somewhere. It's hard for us to tell somebody that it's really important to have daily Mass for the school children if we ourselves don't think we don't show that it's by our good example that that's important. And that we don't incorporate the idea of sacrifice into our daily Mass. Or incorporate our daily Mass into our daily life, excuse me. It's essential. It's why the Mass is here for us. It's meant to be that we incorporate in our daily life that Mass. It becomes that our day becomes a Mass, a sacrifice. We say it in the morning offering. We say that we offer up our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. That means something. It means something. Of course, there can be a number of reasons why we can't get to daily Mass, but sometimes we have to remove those obstacles so that we can. There is one in particular that St. Vincent de Paul talked about, which is an obstacle which needs to be dealt with. Has to do with a time that we retire in the evening. St. Vincent de Paul, with those under him who he was very important. He directed them to retire early in the evening. And by retiring early in the evening, you will get up when you're at the appointed time. You will say your prayers. You will attend your Mass with attention. You will fulfill your duties well. You will do all these things if you simply retire in the evening as you should, at the right hour. Perhaps, one of the reasons why some people can't get to Mass in the morning is because they stayed up too late the night before. Just perhaps. I don't know. Could be. I'm not making any judgments. But it's just one possibility. It's important. You know, this idea of the Mass and its priority means that it has to be a priority in our whole life. And as I mentioned earlier, maybe it's good that a priest says the Latin Mass, da da da, and encourages him to do so, and those kinds of, but there's more to it. It's a way of life. It's a Catholic's way of life. It's also interesting to note that in the soul of the apostolate, there was a priest who was taken with all of the busyness of the day. And he went to the bishop and says, I'm just so overwhelmed by all the work that I have to do. So the bishop then asked him, he says, well, point out to me the things that you do in a day's time. Just give me a kind of a routine, a schedule. And so the priest did. He showed him what his schedule was. So the bishop told him then, after he looked at the schedule, he said, in order to get everything done, there's one thing you need to do. And the priest said, what is that? He said, add another half hour of prayer to your schedule. If you add another half hour of prayer to your schedule, you'll have time to do all of those important things and you'll have the energy to do so. God will give it to you. And so if you think you don't have enough time to get things done, then you need to devote more time to our Lord a little bit so that he will help you in order to carry and support the crosses that you have. Our life is one in which we make of our life a union with our Lord through the cross. It's something that is very important, it's very essential, and something that we need to do. We have to understand that this is our life. It's not with the ease and the comforts and the conveniences of the world. It's not going to be found there. And the more people try to seek those kinds of things, the more that they find that they're unhappy. It's not in these things that we find happiness. It's not in those things we find joy. They actually become pacifiers to us that occupy our time, but in the end, we're left with a feeling of emptiness. And so let us try to work to understand this importance of the cross. Let's try to appreciate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I'm sure that the Blessed Virgin Mary understood this very well. She was the one who was there for the cross faithful. And of course, she understood the meaning of that sacrifice. Ask her to help you to understand, come to an understanding of what that sacrifice is all about and work to incorporate it in your daily life, so that you can, through the cross, be brought to a place of final happiness and joy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.